Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I've been doing some prep work for a speech I'm giving at the Fortuna Businesswomen's Luncheon next month and talking with several businesswomen to find out what they did to prepare for their professions. Some of the women are business owners, some are in management, some of the women had or still have home businesses. I really admire the women and men who have their own small business. I grew up in a family of retailers and worked in my mom's store from the time I was 14. My family's stores were open 6 days a week, and for most of that time, there were no full-time employees besides family. I always chuckle to myself when I hear advertisements that push the glory of all the freedom you're going to have when you work for yourself. So what did these businesswomen have to say about how they prepared the start of their career? For many, the biggest tests were mental. Attitude was a key component for their success. First, there was the attitude they brought to the office. To be successful, they needed to be flexible. There had to be an attitude of commitment and preparation and willingness to learn and adapt. They worked hard to learn what was appropriate behavior for their respective business. They look for that same positive attitude when they are hiring. For me and my first job, I had to learn about paying my dues, that a 25-year-old was not going to become the department head after 9 months, and that having a college degree didn't exempt you from what I thought were lowly tasks. Fortunately, that attitude didn't last long because I had a really good boss who took time to mentor me. What that mistake gave me, however, was empathy for young go-getters who think they aren't progressing fast enough. When you are young, even 2 years can seem like a lifetime. I think of all the women I talk to would agree that there is no skipping the learning curve and that the mistakes we make when we first start out are the lessons we build on as we go on. The other common thread among many of the women was that they worked at all kinds of different jobs when they were in school, both high school and college. They brought some lesson from each of those different jobs to their current situation. You never know what you're going to take away from a job at the pizza parlor or grocery store. The lesson from the businesswomen was every job had something you can learn from, whether it's a new way to do something or how not to do something. My hat is off to everyone who has their own business and to the managers who make businesses run. The thing is, it's so easy to be lured into the underground economy in our area in order to make a quick buck. We owe our business people a great deal of gratitude for sticking with their commitment to bring a high level of service to their trade and making Humboldt County a better place to live. This is Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.